Listening skills. Comparing and contrasting. Sample.
Max, I'm hungry. Don't you want to eat something?
Yeah, how about chips at Burger Queen?
Chips? Can you get things called chips at Burger Queen?
Yes, chips. Fried potatoes.
Aha! French fries! Why did you say chips?
Well, in my country, England, we call them chips. But in your country, USA, I think chips are called French fries.
Yeah, anyway, let's eat French fries, whether they are called chips or not, with 2 cans of Coke.
Okay, chips and 2 tins of Coke.
Tins? I said cans. I think can is called tin in British English. There are some differences between American English and British English.
Yeah, you're right. Although both of us use English, we use some different words. That's interesting.
Now look at the sample question. Exercise. Listen and answer the exercise. How was the shopping today?
It was really hard to buy shoes at Harrod Department Store.
Why? Didn't you like anything?
That's not true. It was difficult for me to find the shoe section.
That's strange. It's on the first floor, so it's easy to find.
I didn't know the first floor is the second floor.
What?
As you know, I studied English in the USA, so there are some differences between American English and British English that can be confusing.
I see what you mean. I guess you were looking for the shoe section on the ground floor, right?
Yes, in England. The ground floor is the first floor in the USA. The first floor in England means the second floor in the USA. So I went up one floor and there were the shoes.
There are many differences between British and American English, like holiday, underground, and toilet. Holiday is called vacation in the USA. The underground is the subway in the USA, and the toilet is the restroom in the USA.
Wow, I didn't know that either. I should study British English again if ever I live in London.